This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Uber. Thank you, Mandy. Thank you. Thank you, Side Chat. See you on the next one. Peace. How are we doing, everybody? And welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. We are here to continue covering the Wiggins Wild World mystery story trending social media couple. We sort of delved into this yesterday. We were talking a little bit about the TikTok account that had been removed by the user. We heard that reported to us by Mary Margaret, and we'll speak to them, to Mary Margaret and Uber and a few other people who are on this. But I found some other videos. Now, I just want to check and see if anyone from Wiggins Wild World has actually seen any of my correspondence. No, we have not. Over in your story. All right, so just letting everyone load in and do their thing. It's confusing. It's frustrating, this case, because we can't choose how people react to things. And obviously, Paula yesterday was saying that... Actually, I need to send Paula the bloody link. I don't even know if I told her about the chat, actually. Hang on a second. Itchy face. Where are we? Where are you, little rascal? Yo. All right. Must be one of those days today, people. Right. It's going to be awesome. G-sick. I've been calling it G-6 for weeks. It's G-sick. I'm honestly a special character. Right. We don't need them. We need this. So I was going to read this to you. Oh, bloody hell. I was going to read this yesterday, but we didn't get around to it. So we can do this now. And this is a bit scary. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. Because if it wasn't for the bones, right? If it wasn't for the bones, we could kind of write this off. You know what I mean? Like some government, you know, trash collecting company that's taking a job to get rid of a bunch of stuff from like a, you know, a migrant center or something like this. And they've just fly tipped it into the desert, you know? It could be a lot of things, but the bones are the ones that are also as well, like anything involving kid size stuff, it's not good. Anyway, so okay, hang on. Sorry, I've had to bring in one of the little tiny garden chairs because what I was sitting on yesterday was the worst. The worst. Okay. Now, okay. As if the Wiggins Worldwide backpack mystery wasn't unsettling enough, the folks behind the viral TikTok have since deleted their account. An Arizona couple who lives off-grid on a 20-acre property in Arizona shared stories of their unorthodox life on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube until things got weird. Although their TikTok is no longer active, the couple still uploading videos to Wiggins Worldwide YouTube. Back in January 2025, they shared a video on YouTube titled "Did We Find Human Remains? Our First Days on the Homestead." In it, the Arizona couple begins to say that they came across some weird stuff while walking around the property. First, they say they found some pesos, then a little kid's shoe, then finally a bone. There's what we know so far. And you remember that from the video yesterday. He was kind of looking at this and all the rest of it. I keep getting kicked out of this channel. Well, what you need to do is you need to refresh the page that you're on, because YouTube is on one right now to suppress bloody everything. Oh, excuse me. Right. So. First they found a backpack, then they deleted the Wiggins World TikTok account. Despite the couple behind Wiggins World TikTok got rid of that account, they choose to upload some of those original videos to YouTube. The first thing the Arizona couple did with their new property is establish a 5-acre plot of land they wanted to develop first. They were out here today on the property trying to find the last corner marking, said the gentleman. We're doing it by sight because it's kind of fun. That changed. They were having a great time discussing the 2 pesos they found on the land, and they had no one had ever lived on where the couple came upon what they said was a nest. Near it was a kid-sized backpack, a child-sized shoe, and what appeared to be human bones. They were hoping that they were deer bones, and someone can look at, because some can look quite similar to human bones. Unfortunately, the Arizona couple kept finding more bones. We watched this video yesterday. I will put up all the links, and we'll be diving into the socials. What is beeping? Okay, people following the Wiggins World story are genuinely concerned for the couple. The story has gone viral and caught the attention of social media influencers like Ashley Jordan, who had an update regarding the Arizona couple. In the video uploaded to her Instagram on April 27, 2025, Ashley said that her first TikTok was uploaded. People went nuts for it and theorized that the backpack and shoes could be from people trying to cross the border from Mexico into the United States. Perhaps they had to abandon their property while fleeing. That is fairly reasonable analogy, right? Most people had more sinister takes, maybe because, again, the bones, man. You know, they go on to talk about these bones have been sawn. You know, there is clear cut marks through these bones. Bones being cut sounds like a cartel. Yep. And you know what? At best, the cartels. Oh, yeah. Right. The last video Ashley saw before the couple had deleted their TikTok was apparently uploaded the same day she shared hers. In it, the Arizona couple was assuring people it was real and that they weren't doing this for engagement or money. They're just trying to bring attention to something we think is weird.
and that's the end of it. All right.
Now, I have no idea when this is from. Just let me just try and... We've got like part 1 through 6. So we've got a WAD of people on TikTok. So here is the one that news reporter just covered. And we've got a whole bunch. We've got part 6. So we're going to watch through a bunch of this. So any TikTok accounts who has posted this content, please find their little things on the screen here that you can find them and support them. And we'll see what the collective take on this is. Mary Margaret, give me a couple of minutes and I'll bring you in, because I imagine you want to have a take on this too. All right, let's start down here.
All right, just got off the phone with the Cochise County Sheriff's Department. They do not think we're wasting anyone's time. After I described the situation, why we thought it was suspicious with there being a lack of a road, everything's women and children's, there was bones. Yeah, they're definitely like, why would you not?
Sorry, Ron. All
right, just got off the phone with the Cochise County Sheriff's Department. They do not think we're wasting anyone's time. After I described the situation, why we thought it was suspicious with there being a lack of a road, everything is women and children's, there was bones. Yeah, they're definitely like, why would you not be concerned? So we got a hold of the same deputy that was out here before when we found a femur and a lower leg bone that had been sawed in half. Yeah, those of you guys that are like, oh, it's just, you're blowing it out of proportion, it's just a drop. Well, we found a child-sized femur and lower leg bone that had a clean saw and saw off it, next to a pair of little kid's Jordan shoe, a backpack, and some clothes. Like, the sheriff's department was like, oh, damn, like, this look, yeah. And we still haven't heard back the results from that, so that's a little fishy. But hopefully with this, it's just like you guys are saying, like, that think we're wasting everyone's time, that it's just a drop. The sheriff's department definitely.
All right, now again, apologies that this is not in any particular order with the account being got. In fact, hang on a minute, I wonder if somebody, hang on a minute, 1 second, everybody,
this hacker broke,
1 second. All right. We're also going to go back and just check and see. 3 weeks ago, man. 3 weeks ago is when their last post was. When is this from?
Hi, guys.
Hello, everybody.
We're just giving you a bit of an update. We're safe.
That was yesterday. This is yesterday.
What, far away?
All right, okay, we'll get to that. Okay, good. Right, so we do have an update. All right, so yeah, we're still going to be putting this, piecing this together off of these TikToks, so you just need to forgive me. I think we've seen this one, but we'll check.
Well, now I'm recording like right to TikTok because like shit is getting real now. So we're off north of our property a little bit, and we were looking for places that naturally hold water, and we found this like little pond that's like north of an arroyo.
Now, we did watch this yesterday, but I think it's worth also these sort of live streams where we're diving into stuff like this. Just see this as like a collective community investigation, if you will, because if their account was still up, we could play through this chronologically. We all kind of get the gist, but what I want to see is all of the moments they've captured that are still out there where evidence has been found. It sounds very silly, but for example, the tube of Colgate, companies like Colgate only have a certain design for a certain length of time. You can sort of pinpoint, it sounds really dumb, but I want to see more bones. I want to see more shoes. I want to see more backpacks. I want to see the extent of it all, because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, possibly serial unaliver, possibly the cartels. Anything more than that, and we've got to wonder who's there. Who's been filling up these places with bodies? So yeah, I apologize if we rewatch a couple of things a couple of times. You just have to kind of put up with it. But I think this is fascinating enough that we can all put up with a few repeats.
Well, now I'm recording like right to TikTok because like shit is getting real now. So we're off north of our property a little bit, and we were looking for places that naturally hold water, and we found this like little pond that's like north of an arroyo, and this thing is filled with kids' backpacks. And there's like a mound here, and like,
and there's like a bunch of signs,
there's more backpacks,
like wildlife activity,
like if you dig down,
it's like
there's backpacks, there's little kids' backpacks here.
Don't be too loud.
Like there are kids' fucking backpacks.
I went down a rabbit hole with this story.
I'm armed, like, but like, we found a place out in the middle of the desert north of our property that has bones and boots and kids' backpacks. Yeah, this is getting really, really weird.
There's some other videos out there trying to claim that they are scamming and making this up, and I went down a rabbit hole. I definitely don't think they're making this up at all. I've been watching their lives and following them. I'll see if I can tag them at the bottom.
So we just hit a point where we found like our fifth backpack or bag after finding that boot. And yeah, we're
so fifth backpack or bag since finding that boot. Now, you kind of have to imagine that in a situation like this, time moves pretty fast. So you're standing there, you found a backpack, a shoe, and a bone. You're wandering around again. You're going to spend a lot of time staring at the ground. Okay, and not realize just how long you've been staring at that ground. So I imagine that they haven't covered as much of an area as they think they have, and this could be way more widespread than we think. The previous video that we watched, Uber, he said he had contacted authorities, and they said that they think they are right to be alarmed. Okay, now. It is freaky stuff for sure. You know? And the good question is, you guys keep asking this in the side chat, who owned the land before them? Now, I do believe they had said that no one had lived on that plot of land. It doesn't mean that no one's owned it, no one hasn't used it as a campsite or whatever. But it's very, very interesting because was it owned by somebody who passed away and then it went back to the state and they bought it from the state? Is that how it works? Sometimes, if I think that's how it works. I don't know. Oh, he's scared, Ace. He is. I mean, he was crying his eyes out on a live stream talking about how they're scared not to be live when they're at their property. Because let's face it, you, the side chat, are witnesses. You know, if some God, you know, touch wood, anything ever happened here, and you know, you all witness it on camera. You know, there's people in my mod team that know where I live so that if they need to make a call, they can make a call, you know? Oh, it's the first I've ever heard of this, Pina. It's crazy. And I just want to reiterate this. They might have taken down their TikTok, but TikTok was the one that was removing their live streams, their content, and their videos covering this. And I raised this point yesterday. You would think if a social media platform had a user who was worried about something like this, it would be at the forefront for these companies to sort of push the story to get it out there. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it's a case of they're protecting them from themselves. Why no photos? Can you just elaborate a little more on what you mean by why no photos for me, please, CKLG? Maybe it was all for money. I don't think so. But at the same time, you know, you can't cover a story accurately if you're just trying to push your own narrative. But little backpacks left out there to rot. I mean, how long do you think that's going to take? But yeah, all the people that poured across the borders controlled by the cartels, 100%. 100%. It could be a dump site for all the people that didn't make it. Here's an even worse one for you. Maybe they just never had any intention of taking all the people across the border. And this is just, I'm saying that, I mean, that's a bit far-fetched. Well, Leslie, what's interesting as well is his fans and community started saying, hey, shall we start a GoFundMe for you and all of this? And he was adamant in his comment section and adamant in his live streams that he does not want to make any money from this story. If you want to contribute to his homestead, no problem. But he does not want a GoFundMe. He doesn't want to be making money off the back of this. He just is reporting on what's on his property. You know? So the fact that there was toothpaste in one of those bags, it's very telling, because if you're grabbing a little child on their way to school, there's a good chance there isn't toothpaste in her bag. You know, I have to say, it gives me weird feelings of what I would imagine a little kid would be handed at a center for refugees or illegal migrants or people that have been caught coming over a border. Yeah, that's a pretty grim statistic. 300,000. How? Like, I've had 7 kids, right? Do you know how hard it is to misplace one of them? It's hard. But 300,000. Like, see if you stacked all those kids up on top of each other into a big cube. How much space is this? Is the sort of stupid shit that my brain comes up with, because that's the amount of space you have to hide, right? And obviously they're not going to hide them all in one place. You got to spread it out. You got to spread it out, but that's a lot of kids. Yeah, so Catherine, I'm going to bring Margaret in, Mary Margaret. I'll give Mary Margaret a minute just to hear that I've dragged her into the live stream, and I'll come and grab you in a second. But I do believe their neighbor had said that they weren't happy with them having social media, and they spoke to a border crossing person. Yeah, there's a lot of it. Now, Mary Margaret, let me just... Mary Margaret, how are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
To be honest, I'm just as confused as I was yesterday about all of this.
Me too, because I saw a couple of updates that they did yesterday, and I put them in the general chat.
Yeah. Was that on their...
They said that they were okay.
Yeah? Well, what I'll do is I'm going to play the update that I've found here. This is on their YouTube. They've posted a short. I've not heard this, so let's hear the update that's come from them. All right?
Hi, guys.
Hello, everybody.
We're just giving you a bit of an update. We're safe. We're in a new spot.
What, far away? Like, we moved about as far away as we could. So everything is good. Aura's sacked out. She's loving it. Javier is, like, kind of on, like, you know, an emotional version of a hunger strike because he's been moved though. Twice. No, I said the emotional version. Like, oh, he's okay. Just, yeah, he's being a cat.
So he woke me up last night eating food. He was eating it loud.
But we're happy. We're relieved. It's all good. Just wanted to throw a couple things out there to you guys so you know what's going on. Also, like, we heard back from the deputy that people claim we didn't call. He called us back. Left a message that the bones we found in October were non-human. He said that, you know, it took a while and he had some other reason or whatever. And that was that. But it just seems pretty peculiar that it took 5 months for them to find out whether or not they were human or not. So with that, we have left the rest of the situation with the backpacks and the bones in some very capable hands. Hands are kind of tied with property owners right now, and we should hear more in the future, and we'll keep you guys posted. But you guys have done so much to get it out there. The scariest thing of this whole thing is the fact that just law enforcement didn't care. It took millions of views across platforms for me to get a call back from the sheriff's department. So thank you guys. Also, we've had crazy creators say crazy things that aren't true and are definitely going to negatively affect my future, and they're huge. So any of you guys that know good defamation of character lawyer, I would love to get some money to give to some nonprofits from some of these assholes. That would be rad. So
capitalize off of a terrible situation. Yeah.
And on that note, all of the TikToks that you see that are asking for money or claiming to be us, report them, report them, report them. We're not asking for money and we're not on TikTok. Report them. Okay. So yeah, with that, we're comfortable. We're happy. We'll get back on full-time social media here eventually.
This has been overwhelming.
Yeah. It's been a lot. And we've done literally as much as I feel like we can do and still have a life now that we've moved. So, we appreciate you guys so much. We'll keep you updated. We're definitely not stopping like helping people like this. Like, we're figuring out a platform we can have to where we can bring, you know, some unsolved mysteries and things like that to the light through Wiggins Wild World. So thank you guys all so much for the support. Report the bad people, and we're okay.
Bye guys, thanks.
Like, we're figuring out a platform we can have to where we can bring, you know, some unsolved mysteries and things like that to the light through Wiggins Wild platform we can have to where we can bring, you know, some unsolved mysteries and things like that to the light through Wiggins Wild work.
Interesting. Very glad they're safe.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Very glad they're
safe. That's the one I saw. Yeah, me too. I'm very, and they look relieved. You could see it in their face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, 100%. I don't think this is a couple who are out here bringing us a hoax, looking for clout. That would, like, you wouldn't have removed your TikTok. Do you know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't run away from the property that you're working so hard to homestead.
Yeah. So I don't know what the situation is.
Property in Arizona is not cheap.
So I don't know. It didn't sort of sink in if they said that they were going back to the property, if they weren't going back to the property, what was happening. They mentioned something to do with property.
They didn't seem clear. They didn't make it clear.
Yeah. Yeah. They mentioned something about property owners and things like this. Maybe there's something where you can back out of, I mean, it seems like you would have to sort of do that in the first couple of days if you arrive somewhere to sort of back out of a deal, if you know what I mean. months.
But like a lot of times around here, they'll have a lot of property. There's a lot of farmland. A lot of people will rent with option to buy.
Okay.
Basically, it's like you're leasing the property until that property starts making a profit.
They bought it sight unseen.
Maybe that's what they did?
No, they bought it sight unseen.
Oh, okay. See, I never knew that.
Yeah. If you're subscribed to their YouTube, you don't see their welcome video. That's why I'm not subscribed. That's why I'm unsubscribed right now, because I'll show you what I mean. So this is their sort of landing video. This is the first video they made, posting, talking about who they are, the homestead, all that kind of stuff. And they say, you know, we're crazy. We bought the site unseen. He talks about how he met his wife. It's a great video. And I tell you what, you just instantly want to support this couple from this video. Instantly, you're like, wow, this is a great couple. You know, they met, they fell in love, they got married, they sold all their belongings, they bought a plot of land, they went out to carve their own path. Awesome.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
And months later, the story goes viral that they found these bones and sent them off for testing. And then I think that is where there is the time jump in the story, because it went from them finding those bones months ago to them going viral and talking about the backpacks and the shoes. You know, well, insane. Who buys a sight unseen? I mean, it's 20 acres of desert. I mean, how much is it really to see? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, there's like tumbleweeds and yeah, cactuses.
Like, if it was
it's kind of like Vegas. Vegas is like that. Yeah, the desert there is just awful.
Yeah, if it was a building or anything like that, you wouldn't, you know, I would understand your criticism. But I mean, it's a desert. Do you know what I'm saying? Other than counting cactuses, I can't imagine there's very much to do. You know what I mean?
Well, what are your thoughts on what the authorities say about that bone? I'm skeptical.
Listen.
That the sheriff's telling the truth.
I know somebody who flew from another country to give the authorities their DNA so that they could be ruled out of a case, flew back to another country that they paid for themselves to go home, and then got a phone call weeks later from the police saying that they basically threw her DNA in the bin and they were never going to test it. So I'm not... Yeah. But you got to understand how the chain of command goes in a case like this, right? So you'll have the guy that's made the call to him to tell him about the bone, who received some paperwork from a guy in a lab, who probably received it from a guy who tested it from the lab. There's a lot of room for shenanigans, okay, when it comes to the chain of command in something like this. And if they've had 5 months to be told what answers need to be given, if that is indeed the case, you know,
if it was even a coyote or a wolf or a coyote or a deer, even one of the bigger cats like a bobcat or whatever, you would tell by looking at it that's an animal bone.
I mean, why would it?
What gets me, and then the other thing is too, is the other property owner, their quote neighbor, that's border patrol, is he the one that is angry about his new neighbors getting social media? Because that's sus.
Yeah, it's super sus. Bargain price for a reason. When were you last there, Ron? It's crawling with cartel. Ron, does Ron look at me? Do I look like I am built for the desert? Right? I'm built for cold, cool climates with a nice breeze. You know what I'm saying? Ron's not let's go mulling about in the desert. Nah. I mean, fair play to all you desert dwellers, man, but nah. Not for me. It's too hot. It's too hot for me. Too hot, too dusty. Too hot and dusty. Nailed it.
Yeah, I can't even do Florida. I can't do Texas. I can't do... It's too hot.
It's the humidity in cooler, Florida.
And the humidity is disgusting, but not in the desert. The desert is dry, but it makes you sick.
Oh, man, it's just too hot.
My grandma lived in Vegas.
Like, I can take... I can handle the steam room, right? That climate, but I can't handle the sauna, if that makes sense. Can't do it.
Yes.
Can't do it, man. Any of you people that like saunas, that's a mental disablement that is going on in your brain that makes you think that that is a good, enjoyable experience. Okay. It's can't do that dry heat. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Only dessert Ron's built for is dessert. Yeah. And what are you saying? What about it? What about it? Eh? Listen, you know the facts. All right. So, I just want to go back to, let me turn this to you, Mary Margaret. We've heard that update from them. They've made it far away. The cat, the dog, everyone's fine, right? That's a good thing, right?
Right.
So they're saying that they're going to maybe use their social media to bring light to mysteries and all this kind of stuff. It seems like an intelligent move, okay? To sort of pivot content into a genre that you've been forced into by this story, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because that's what it sounds like to me. Like they were bombarded with this and they didn't really get any answers that are very unsatisfactory. So, okay, let's just change our content into some of these mysteries that nobody wants to do.
I would imagine their content will still stay the same and it'll be very much homesteady, but I imagine their live stream chats will be geared very much more to delving into the mysteries of the world, because you know yourself, people don't believe in ghosts until they see one. You know, sometimes when something like this happens to people, they get scared, they run away, whatever, but it can change their outlook on things that they never thought were real before, but now have a good idea that, you know, some of the horrors of the world are exactly that. They're present and all around us. And sometimes you wake up with your wife and go for a walk and find shoes and backpacks. Now, the concept of the bones not being human. Let's for a minute assume that the police did their job properly and it was an animal bone, right? And we can remove all the bones from being suspect. That leaves us with all the shoes and the backpacks. So that could give us hope then that when those animals turned up, they used a very sharp saw when they were sawing through each other's legs. Is that what we're saying? Or are we talking possibly about butchering? This is what they were using. Because all I'm saying is I've done a lot of camping, right? I've done a lot of prepping. And never once have I went out with such a large piece of meat that I've taken a saw. Okay? You just cook the whole leg, mate. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what doesn't make sense, because a hunter, for instance, they got it. Leave the scraps for the rest of the wild animals, vultures, whatever, bears, whatever, you know, they want. But they cut right at the joints with their hunting knife.
Yep.
And they wrap it in cloth to preserve it.
Yep. Do you know who else cuts things off at the joints? The cartels. Sadly, I know this because I've seen it and it was graphic. But I'll tell you what, man, like the speed in which your knee can be detached at the knee joint is so scarily fast. Like, and again, sadly, I've seen it, and that's if you're breaking down a human body The last thing you're doing is sawing femurs. Okay, you're just going in at the thigh joint and the knee joint, and the, you know, the armpit joint, dunzo.
Right, that bone was cut in the middle.
Right. So,
I'm inclined to allegedly, it was human.
Yeah, it again, I'm not a bone expert, if I'm being honest with you. And I've found a lot of stuff, a lot of bones.
We have roadkill. There's all kinds of things around here. And when you start tilling up for the garden and everything, all kinds of things pop to the surface.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You can tell the difference between an 100%. Animal bone.
Yeah, 100%.
And a person bone. Yeah. And a little person femur or a little person tibia or a little person finger, for instance.
Yeah.
You just know. And I'm just.
See, I wouldn't.
It's just my opinion that something more is going on. And that whole region from the Texas borders, the Arizona borders, the New Mexico borders, right? That all borders Mexico itself. So that's supposedly where they were having them all cross. There are still to this day kids that live near the border areas, that, you know, they grew up here, whatever, they're still disappearing on a daily. Mm-hmm. On a daily. And most of them are Hispanic.
Yeah. Also, Wits End, if it was people that like to eat people, those people that like to eat people would have boiled all those bones. I can't imagine they would have sawn any of them in half.
Or they would have fed them to the pigs.
Well, yeah.
What was left?
Yeah, you can do that too. Pigs are pretty mad, especially if it's tiny little tiny bodies you need to get rid of. You just have to take out the teeth. You can't break down.
Yeah,
because
that's what they used to do it.
Yeah. Oh,
one place.
Yeah, man. Yes. Don't ever annoy anyone who's got a large plot of land in the middle of nowhere and a tiny little private pig farm. Okay.
Yeah.
Just don't, especially if they've got an ominous barn that nobody's allowed into. Okay. With like a weird smell coming out of it. So.
Yeah. You see, do you want that movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre where they have all those things hanging up in the barn?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, serial. Okay. Let's. If it's people crossing the border and the bones aren't human, then we can kind of go, okay, well, maybe the whole them dumping their gear story makes sense. And it does. Okay, because I'm telling you now, if we take an area with a high cartel population, we have areas where gear's being dumped, and then we go and throw a bunch of animal bones down there, most people discovering that are going to absolutely, you know, get the fright of their life. So if we eliminate the bones for a second, I guess the best outcome that we could have is a cartel dump site for back, like when they're crossing the border, if they've got a run and they're told, right, this is where you're going to dump your gear or whatever. Sure. You know, but sure, I just.
Or it could be runners. You know what runners are, right?
Yep. Could be runners. 100%.
Yeah. It could be runners and they're dumping the gear so that because they did what they were supposed to do. And
yeah, but again,
that could be a theory.
But you know what, Mary? I keep forgetting that coyotes are renowned for not being able to saw in a straight line, you know? And those lines were real straight on those bones, you know? And
yeah, and coyotes, if when they do their prey, the bones are still soft, they're still pliable. Because we have dogs, right? I have dogs.
I was just going to say that.
If you do a raw food diet, you have to make sure the bones are not cooked. You have to give them to them raw.
Well, it's
because
like,
their canines don't, they tear. They don't make pretty cuts.
It's also the fact that, I mean, I used to have a German Shepherd. And I mean, if you've ever seen a fairly chunky, you know, bone going into a dog's mouth, and just the speed it goes from bone-shaped to pointy, splintered mess. It's pretty fast, right? I mean, they break down. They chomp through these things. And I just don't think I can write off the clean cut for whatever reason.
I can't either.
I just can't. And again, I am not an expert, but we do have these stills right here where you can see what we're talking about here is the cut right here and what looks like the femur right here. Him playing Lego right here. So if anybody has a medically trained science brain and knows how we can tell what we're looking at here, then that'd be great. Because it does look very much like what you would imagine a little femur looks like, with a curve in it as well. But again, I'm not a bone expert. And Wiggins Wild Way seems pretty satisfied that they got an answer. But I think this is going to be one of these mysteries that every single person involved, including Wiggins Way, would be very happy if the dust just blew over and they got to return to their property and all of this disappeared.
The femur, like, okay, this part right here, see my cursor? One thing I remember, okay, my daughter has cerebral palsy. They did 7 surgeries for her to be able to walk. What they did was they took that femur, cut it completely in half, abnormally twisted it, put it back into the hip socket, held it together with plates and screws. You could tell looking at it, that's a femur, because it looks exactly like Danielle's before they started the surgery, and then they had to, she had to grow into that, basically. And she had 7 of those.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that sounds...
And the bottom, that would be one of the parts, because there's 2 parts to your shin bone, basically. That could be one of the other shins.
Yep.
This one here.
Pork is the closest thing to human meat, yeah. That's why cannibals call us long pigs.
Oh, yuck.
I'll just let that one sink in. Here's another one, though, for you. You see where we've got the cut femur in the middle image? We have the shape of the internal shape of the bone, where the marrow would have been, right?
Right.
That's another indicator, because I don't know if there's a set shape that's inside a human or inside any animals, or if it varies or whatever. But again, if anyone's got a medically trained brain, they may be able to shed some light on it. I have images of human bones up, Ron. Of course you do, Uber. Of course you do, mate. Obviously, you've Googled them, and it's not from a private collection or anything like that. I get that. So what's your gut telling you? Also, I feel like I seen in one of these videos, he brought up a little bit of a bone that looked like it had a hole drilled in it. Where did I... Was that possibly in the video that was on here? Hang on a sec. It was like a weird white pointed bone. And there's no sound. If anyone's wondering why there's no sound, I'm just kind of skipping through this, looking at some things. Chat. And then I'm sure he's like, oh, I think I found a bone. Here.
Yeah, see, his fingers are on the end of it.
Here we go. There's a shoe. There's a shoe. There's a bone.
I can't see the... If which side is which? Which is for... Would it be... This ball here, to me, looks like it would be a knee, wouldn't it, to you? Where his hands are. But then back there, I can't see because his hands are covering it, and he's got that other bone in his hand.
Yeah.
Is this where it would go into a hip socket?
And see,
because there's 2 balls on a hip socket. You got 2, like, knuckles beaks, basically.
Yeah.
And then the tendons and the muscles hold it in place.
Check my DMs. Okay, well... All right, Uber is just sending over. Okay, wow, femur decimal. Okay. Oh, all right. That's a bit damning. All right. All right. So let me pause this. Let me go back to this image. Do you remember how we talked about this? How I said about the curvature here, right?
Yeah. So
the wonderful Uber has just sent us over, and this has come from like media something, medical something, description something. Look at this. Like, I'm not being funny, but I feel like I could almost flip this into Photoshop and line this up with that other image. Okay? So we've got the ball here, like we have up here. Okay? Then we go down to where his hand is, and we can see it flaring out with a slight curvature in the side. Flaring out with a slight curvature in the side. Oh, no. Oh, it's a little person's leg, isn't it? Okay, well, I tell you what, Uber. Can we look up top three predatory mammals in Arizona? Then look at the one that would be, that would line up with having a bone big enough to fit a child's femur, and then look up its skeletal diagram and see if it has any suspiciously femur-like bones, because that's the next step in the investigation, is to debunk our own findings. But that's a bit sus, mate. In fact, let me go back to the video and see if I can pause it. Oh, yeah, there's some better.
Well, the one that Uber just sent over, like, that's a little more straighter, but also, too, they're going to be more precise because it's a medical thing. But sometimes little people don't develop properly, especially in, you know, if they don't have much money, they don't have proper nutrition, they don't have this, they don't have that, you know, their bones aren't going to be perfectly straight, some of them, or if they ever had a break or a sprain, that makes a difference.
I can't remember. There was something about the difference. Was it a pelvis that's different in a man and a woman? Is it pelvis or the pelvic bone? Yeah. It's pelvic bone.
Our pelvic bones are different in the collarbones.
See, now I just want to say the ball joint is where his finger is right here.
Yes, that's what it looks like to me.
There we go. There we go. So, can you guys see this? No, you can't see this. So there we go. There's the ball joint in his hands. Right, you can see it right there. And he's turned it over. Now, it would make sense that that would be the part that would go into your pelvic area, into your hip socket, and then that would be your knee.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. That looks
mountain
like
lions and coyotes. Mountain lions, also called cougars, a large field of limb bones, femur, hemorrhage, and radius, rib cage, humbly resemble human bones. Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. Because we've got to rule it out. It's not about trying to fit things into our, you know, the horror story. It's about really doing some investigation. So let's have a look. Mountain lion. How much did you say it was? 20 quid you had on this Uber, right? Mountain lion.
Yeah, it could be a mountain lion. I mean, because they're not the largest cats in the world.
All right. Let's have a wee look-see-loop. So here we have our wonderful mountain lion. And I mean, it's a drawing. It's not really a super accurate. So what we would need to do then is get a rough measurement of how long that bone would be. Because I feel like that would be quite a big lion. Maybe I'm wrong.
It could be.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
It really could be. So now what we need to do.
Cougars get big.
So now what we need to do is we need to find a point of reference for size. You know, for example, if I say that this guy's finger is roughly the same length as my finger and I measure my finger, and then how many fingers length on, do you see what I mean? We need to get some sort of scale, and then we can start looking and seeing what actually fits. Because
no, that's not those bones that he has. There's no way. Because look at the no. That would be the femur here. Well, there is a curve. It could be.
I mean, it definitely. It definitely looks a lot like this, though. Right. It definitely looks a lot like the human bone that Uber sent over.
Right.
It really does. And we've not really spent much time looking at the lion, but there's something.
But when
up
you
here.
Go back up to the lion, when you put the lion back,
but
the top femur is curved like this.
Well,
and that one picture that you sent.
It's true. But when you see up here where it goes into the pelvis, it goes in at the side, and then there seems to be another, almost like a little scoop up here in the shape of the animal bone. Whereas we've got like a lump. You see?
Yeah.
So when we cut back to the video, he's about to turn it. Hang on. Like, it doesn't look like the drawing of the animal bone, in my opinion. It looks more like the human. But, oh, check my DMs. Oh, Jesus. All right. Okay. Hang on a second. Okay, so I do believe, is this a mountain lion carcass or mountain lion bones? You probably told me. Yeah, you've not. So that is real interesting. So if this is a mountain lion bone, right, here, and this is the whole mountain lion leg, this looks way smaller than what he is holding in his hands. Like, freaking way smaller.
Well, we have a sanctuary up here in our neck of the woods that rescues, because you know how people are dumb and they think they can get big cats as pets.
Yeah, obviously. It's America.
Yeah. They do it all the time. Panthers, cougars, lions, lionesses, mountain lions. They're big. They're bigger than, I have a St. Bernoufi, a St. Bernard Newfoundland mix. And he weighs about, I would say about 165 pounds. They're bigger than he is. And he a big boy.
Yeah. Damn. Well, listen, we wouldn't be the first.
Those are kind of small.
We wouldn't be, you know, doing our due diligence if we didn't do our.
What if it was a kitten, mountain lion, the babies?
It could have been a baby one. It could have been a lot of things. But I just trying to imagine the size of mountain lion that would take. Let me see if we can get like a. There we go. Let me stand this up again. Oh, none of you can see what I'm looking at. I mean, maybe. Are we just all cynical and been staring into the dark abyss too long? Is this... Mountain lions don't wear trainers and backpacks. That is a good point, okay? They also don't saw bones in half. you know?
Right.
So here's, honestly, if suddenly this couple reappear back on their property in 2 or 3 weeks and never speak of this again, I'm okay with it, okay? Because they've stumbled across something, they've left. I imagine a cleanup crew will suddenly come in and do their best to do the job of the people that were meant to have disposed of all of this, and everyone will get to go about their day.
Right.
And that's probably the option I would take if I was if I was moving back to the desert. Okay. So, I mean, listen, I'm not being funny. Like, I live in a highly populated area where if I was to stand outside and scream, several households full of people would come out of their houses. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas that ain't the case here, man. That ain't the case here. The mountain lions don't carry backpacks with toothpaste either. I know, Sharon, it's true. Mountain lions exclusively just use floss and mouthwash. But no, 100%. I mean, it's there's a lot of different ways we have to break this down. There's the shoes and the backpacks, which is one thing. And then there's the bones. And then there's the sawn in half bones. Because one bone could be an animal bone. You know, it doesn't mean that they're all animal bones, right? And the one that's sawn in half is a bit suspicious to me. But
yeah, why would anyone saw an animal bone in half? For what purpose?
100%. But then why would anybody saw someone's leg in half on their way over the border? Or unless it was a dump site for something that had happened before. If it's the cartels I'm talking about, right? Serial unaliver or twisted evil monsters with a storage container somewhere else in the desert doing horrible things. Totally plausible. But I'm trying to factor in, if I'm leading people over the border, how much they would have to like push my buttons for me to be like, all right, legs coming off. Because that's just hindering everyone at that point. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
do you see what I'm saying? And then
a lot of them crossing the border don't even make it because the terrain is so rough. Yeah. They run out of water.
Nature kills them. Okay. Nature goes, sorry.
Yeah. Nature itself.
Not today. So it's a freaking mystery is what it is. It really is. But tomorrow I'm going to watch through. In fact, let's watch in a couple of these. I want to watch through as much of this as I can over the next couple of days, because there's other key players in this. They had a conversation with a border crossing guy. There was the neighbor that chimed in. Maybe throw bodies for the lions to eat. Yeah, 100%. 100%. But again, it's the sawing.
Yeah, and they would.
Oh, yeah.
But also, too, like my son, he's dating somebody from Colombia. And how they bring him here, even from, it's criminal. But, and now her mom is here. They have somebody else's ID. You would never be able to identify them.
Damn.
That's not, because I was teaching her to drive. Because from where they're from, only rich people get to have cars. Right? So they do like scooters and or bicycles or walk.
Okay, okay.
So I was teaching her to drive. Right. I was teaching her to drive. And then she was going to take her driver's license exam. I told her she's going to need 3 forms of identification in order to do that.
Should you be saying this on the internet?
I don't know.
We are rehearsing for a play that was all merely scripting from the play.
But she had to wait for her papers and her social security card. And then they finally came, and then she was able to go get a legal driver's license.
All right. So
they come with somebody else's that have already not made it.
We've got a suggestion here.
The border.
A large bone like that could be from a deer or something, cut in half to fit in a casserole, dumped later outside for the animals to eat scraps, but the backpacks and stuff. Yeah, okay, so I'll give you that 100%, right? But a casserole in the desert. I mean, don't get me wrong, a big camping trip, you know what I'm saying? American freaking mega camper off-road thing with a big tent or the big, like, family camper van things or whatever. I could totally see that. I could totally see the dad taking some deer meat out the freezer, taking it to the belt saw and going boot, 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 cutting it up for easy cooking. 100% I could see that. But that's a niche. I mean, it's niche, but is it as niche as cereal unaliver? Possibly.
Well, you would have to have an open flame out there to do that, to even like make a stew.
Oh yeah, of course you would. You'd have to have, oh no, we're talking like, if I imagine in this scenario, it's like a couple of families have went out on a big desert camping extravaganza and they're cooking up a big stew, if that makes sense. I could totally get that. I could totally get that. 100%. Sure. You know?
Yeah, but me too. I could see that.
In that scenario, what are the betting man?
But wouldn't it be a rabbit?
Well, no. I mean, and you got to remember, a lot of people, you know, if they're going camping, especially, a lot of people have got a lot of freezers full, a lot of meat in America, you know?
Three stand-up freezers with lots of meat because we usually get a half a cow.
What are the bookies' odds on man in desert camping cuts up casserole-sized bones to then dump in the same site that the cartel use for dumping the equipment from getting people over the border? Like, what are the betting
odds? 1 in 20 million.
Like, what are the betting odds? So
1 in 20 million.
If it was just the bone, I could be like, yeah, casserole, man. No problem. I can sleep at night now. But the toothpaste and the shoes and the backpacks and then the more shoes and then the more bones. It's not.
Yeah, because that Nike he picked up, that little tiny Nike, that looked like maybe a 5-year-old to a 6-year-old shoe for that little age person.
Yeah.
But then he found a couple that you could tell could be preteen.
Yeah.
Because there were bigger ones out there.
Yeah, all terrible choices for the desert, I might add. I just want to point that out right now. None of those looked like, maybe the one pair of boots did. But yeah, Nike glittery white Nike trainers are not the one for the desert.
No.
We're talking about a lot of bones, not just a few. It's an unaliving field. I mean, I remember seeing clips of this guy's, on this guy's TikToks. It may have been videos on his TikToks of him looking down at bones that were sitting on the surface and partially under the surface. They need to set up cams out there, multiple. Nanya, thank you very, very much for the super chat and your support. I agree, but at the same time, do I? Because they're going to know it was you that put up the cameras. And it's
just, you know, the cartel, like if you are say you're a runner for them, and if you get caught or you get robbed, whatever, they will come after you. And they're famous for the
Zazas. Oh yeah. Yeah. There's no happy ending in the cartel stories, you know?
And they will use little ones because they think that they don't get in as much trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's all hope, all right, that it's just
an animal bone.
It's a big animal bone, all right? And one of these animals had a saw and they all wore shoes. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
And scarves and backpacks to carry their toothpaste.
See you soon, Uber, mate. Much love. Yeah, I mean, it's a wild case. And are we all just heavily primed in this day and age to jump on stories like this because of just how dark the world is? You know, the Diddy case has opened up a lot of people's eyes to the realities of the world, who've been sitting on the fence for a while. Are we all just primed to look at this couple and think the worst? Maybe. But at the same time, it's a lot of backpacks. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And don't forget about the
lot.
Don't forget about the 300,000 children. Okay? Like, if I, like, listen.
Well, they still haven't even found the 1,200 from the Hawaii Lahaina fires. Those 1,200 kids are still gone.
Yeah.
Unaccounted for.
Yeah.
Period. They're, like, they vanished. Because there was evidence that fire, when that situation happened, they had pulled all the kids out of school, put them on buses, and then the kids just disappeared. Whoever was at home, you know, didn't make it. But there's a lot of kids gone missing. That's an awful lot of backpacks.
Ron, I put a story on Discord about that. Can you DM me on Discord? Because I'm a little hopeless at finding stuff. Hang on. Unless, of course, we're lucky enough to already be in the room you posted it in. Nope, that is Mr. Bean. No, you're going to have to DM me. I just hope this couple get to live a long, happy life. But the internet is digging. Reddit is losing its goddamn mind. There is people.
What's Reddit?
Oh, Reddit's just it's one of the sort of older forum-based websites where the internet tends to share its opinions. It's not as mainstream as other platforms, shall we say, but it is. It's the front page of the internet to most people. It was on Redacted.
I'm lucky I can navigate TikTok or Discord.
Does anyone know how to DM on Discord, please? Oh, Phoebe, I'm sorry. If you right click on my name on the server, it will say send a message, and you should be able to just start typing there, and then I should at least get an alert. Oh my God, orphan children. Yep. Yeah, orphanage taken. Yeah, they do. Kids in Hawaii was not taken. They were not. Have you seen this new movie coming out called The Weapon about the transmission that makes all the kids run out of their homes? Like, the hype for this movie is insane. They just released a two and a half hour long YouTube video of the collective ring cam footage and security cameras from the movie's fictitious world of all these kids running out of their houses. What? It's going to be a crazy one.
I didn't hear about that movie.
Yeah. What's it? I'm pretty sure it's called The Weapon.
Well, we don't have I don't have Netflix. I don't have any of that because my internet is on a dish. I have a satellite dish because we don't have Wi-Fi out here. We don't have fiber optics, so I don't get a lot of things.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, here you go. Now, just so everyone knows, did anyone ever see the movie Barbarian?
Yes, I did.
I have to say, one of the most brilliant pretexts and ideas for a movie with one of the worst executed formats ever. I was very disappointed in how the movie played out, but an incredible concept. And this is from the same director. Last night at 2:17 a.m., every child from Mrs. Grady's class woke up, got out of bed, went downstairs, opened the front door, and walked into the dark, and they never came back. Weapons, August 8th. What? If you go to YouTube, and hang on, can't find the marketing tool they're using. Oh, I could go back into previously. See, if I don't find it now, it's just going to drive me nuts. But yeah, they were talking about this the other day, and it was the hype around this security footage. Obviously, everyone's been scanning through it. People are saying they can see faces reflected at certain... There we go. See, I found it. Nerd! What a nerd! So obviously, I've skipped right to the part where people said they could see the face, right? You got this bit.
Where do they come up with these creepy movies?
Oh, it's freaking awesome, man. And you got a face here. Like this is how you do a movie. Like, don't give me any more Marvel stuff. Keep making the new Batman movies. You can keep the Marvel stuff. I've had enough of that now. We need some new movies, okay? And I'm telling you, man, this is going to... I don't know what it's about, but somebody has come up with this mad story, and I'm here for it. If you're going to put out almost 2.5 hours of fake CCTV footage to market a film, and I've got to sit through 2 hours of it before I see a guy's reflection in this, somebody has thought up some stuff, and I'm here for it.
Well, I'm thinking they're trying to tell us something, too.
They're always trying to tell us.
They tell us in the movies. Yep. They're telling us stuff in the movies all the time.
Yep. They're...
We just miss the signs.
Yep. They're telling us stuff, also rubbing our faces and stuff. It's a thin line between telling us stuff and us being the metaphorical puppy that peed on the floor. You know what I'm saying? But
well, just like that movie with Tom Cruise. Do you remember that? War of the Worlds?
Yep.
They were telling us that, and if you go back in history books, like way back from before 1902, there was lots of people in certain areas, like in the UK area. You know, we'll go to the Tartaria theory, but they were, it was raining red dust or red rain, so to speak.
Okay.
And when you go back on the Tom Cruise movie and then you read some of these, you know, some of these older books that you can't get your hands on anymore. Yeah, it's like, okay, they were telling us. So that maybe it really did happen in the 1800s. It would have been the 17th century.
Yeah.
1700s.
Helena, we were just talking about, I don't know why we were talking about it, but somebody mentioned security cameras. And then I think Ron went from security cameras to have you seen the new movie Weapons, where part of their marketing was 2.5 hours of fake security footage, which is here. And it's a fictional tale of a class of children who all one night got up and ran out of their house and were never seen again. Just to show you how easily it is for me to completely diverse the conversation. So back to the point of this whole thing, Wiggins Wild Way, I think we can all sort of be very happy that they sound happy now. But it's very much watch this space. Okay. Because it's usually when...
Yeah, we're going to still keep like peeking into it just to see.
Oh, listen, we're very much going to keep peeking into it because we have so many occasions where whistles are blown, then explanations are given, senses of peace and calm settle in. And then suddenly someone eats the wrong thing and they die of food poisoning. Do you know what I'm saying?
Gaslight. Gaslight us. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. So,
you know.
But I should probably pop off. My phone is going to die.
No problem.
Well, thank you. And well, I'll keep it. If I see anything new or they post anything new, I'll just DM you. Send it to you.
Well, here, no, just
but they do their shorts.
Yeah, pop back, keep in touch. Don't fade.
Oh, I will definitely. Obscurity. No, I'm on you. I'm on you all the time.
Yeah, no problem.
I've been watching you since you did your very first. Oh my God, that was back in 2019 when I found you when you were doing the dark web thing.
Oh wow, back in the day. Wow, thanks for sticking with me, man. That's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
Damn. Do you know how many freaking children I've made since then? So many.
Yes.
So many. Like, lockdown was mad. Like, anyway, but look.
Well, that's what woke me up was all of that. And then, you know, because we're not privy to that. You know, like, they don't. My sister was abducted when she was younger. So do I know what happens? Yes. There was a child in Sominock, Illinois, that was abducted and unalived over by the John Deere dealer. The other little girl got away. Her best friend did not. Melissa Ackerman. So we know what happens, but to the scale, I went through a depression that was unbelievable because I could not believe the scale of what really truly goes on.
Oh,
with these little people.
Oh, listen, we're starting to understand, but the topic for most people, like, I often refer to this topic as like when you put your hand over an open flame and your brain pulls your hand away. This is the one topic that your brain tries to save you from, is the true extent of what happens to children all over the world. 300,000 missing just in one particular situation. I mean, if I was to give you 300,000 chicken eggs, right, and you lost them, I'd have something to say about that. That's a lot of eggs. Like, how are you losing those eggs? How are you losing that? How though? How are you losing them all, Mary Margaret? But
right.
Children. Like, it's beyond ignorable now, people. And listen, tomorrow night we have a podcast called Surviving Life, where we talk all about uniting as one against those who see children as commodities. Come and join our server. If you go to projectrook.com, join the movement, scroll down, click the button, come and join the server and be part of it all. And it's a great community. It's adults who be adulting, and it's lovely. And you should all be proud of yourselves who are part of it, because you really, really are awesome, awesome people. And I'm very, very proud to be part.
Yeah, you guys got a good group of people. You have a really good group of people.
Well, it's down to the mods, man. Big shout out to the mods. Like, I just get to sit back and take credit for it all, but the mods are the ones on the battlefield, on the front line, doing their
Sean's doing their too. Thing. He has a really good crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
for the most part.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I very rarely say anything negative.
Oh, no, 100%. The mod teams are they're amazing. But they're the ones that keep our side chat friendly. They're the ones that keep our servers friendly. They're the ones that keep the community free of riffraff, shall we say. The riffraff.
Right, and kudos to them because it goes by so fast. I don't know how they read it so fast.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, they're just a wonderful little collective of rascals. They really are. So, look, it's 9:15. How long have we been doing this? Well, 1 hour, 20 minutes. I was meant to have a show earlier, and it never happened. I was very disappointed about that. And like I say, tomorrow we've got a great little lineup. I just need to get everything posted up for you guys. So I guess we can rest until anything else pops up. I'm going to be looking through a bunch of the posts that they've made where we can see the evidence in their content that still remains out there. And put all that together. We'll continue to try and reach out to the couple for them to come on and have a chat about the whole process and talk about their homestead and their future and all of that. But I imagine everybody in the world is trying to slide into their DMs and chat with them. So we'll see what turns out from it all. And yeah, these are the cases that need attention paid to them, because these are the cases that get buried into obscurity quicker than they appear. And for me,
yep.
Anything that turns up sawn in half potential bones of young people, shoes, backpacks, all of it.
Yeah, and I'll see if I can find that the neighbor's TikTok, because he has doing a lot of videos, because this neighbor is very suspect, big time.
Right. Yeah, that's another point.
And again, he's the one that's, you know, against the camera, and
here's another
had
theory.
A friend that had that plane that wanted to take him up in the air, and they're like, they were nervous about it, so they didn't go.
Well,
that's when everybody started coming down on this couple, thinking that they were clout chasing because right? They didn't want to get into a stranger's airplane.
Right. And here's another
after
thing.
Finding all of that, and the neighbor was like, basically, you know, being upset because they were trespassing on his property. And that's what they came across.
Yeah. And
so I'll go through that and see what I can dig too, just to start taking homework notes.
Yeah, 100%. Because
that was the old Border Patrol dude.
Yeah, that's what it was. So the old Border Patrol dude is the neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, I'm with you. I'm with you. See, when we, yeah, I mean, if we're looking at, if we're going to go down cabal road, this is pretty low level cabaling. There's no let's go dump it out in the woods cabal, you know, up on the upper echelons, man. That's, you know what I'm saying?
No, I think you're right. I think it screams cartel.
It could be cartel. It could also be a mixed match of a multitude of things. So, for example,
yes,
if you're a crazy desert dwelling human eating cannibal guy who also knows where the cartels dump gear, wouldn't that be just a great place to empty your crock pots out into?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also could be people camping, though. Could be animal bones. We don't know. But it's, even if we remove all the bones, it's still a very harsh reality.
It's the backpacks and the shoes. It's the backpacks and the shoes that get me. And the toothpaste in it.
Yeah.
And there's so many different kinds of shoes. Women's clothing.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
I mean, there's garments out there.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If I'm dumping gear, okay, just because we're in, like, if we're in the final stretch, it's the make a break for it part of the getting over the border. What is the one thing that you're damn well going to be keeping on your feet to run through the desert? I can understand the backpacks, the jackets, everything, right?
Well, there's scorpions out there. There's, you step on a scorpion, you're screwed. There's snakes. There's every critter out there. Lizards.
Right? So,
I mean, you don't want to be getting bit by a... There's rattlesnakes out there.
Yeah. So,
and they're equipped to... If they get bit, they're not going to go without their shoes.
Right? And don't get me wrong. Maybe we've never crossed the border. Maybe you do carry more than one pair of shoes. You know, it would make sense. I can't imagine it's like a freaking... a two-hour hike to get over the border. Some of these people are walking for a long time. So maybe we're just naive, and those were the pair of shoes that they had on before the pair of shoes they're wearing now. Who knows? And they have to carry them with them because they don't want trails of stuff lying behind them. Who knows? I'm not cartels. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know they carry them in semi-trucks, they go on boat, they go by, like, many different transporting routes, so to speak.
Right.
And I personally believe the borders, all the borders, they let some in and to make it look good, they bust some.
Of course, yeah. It's like if you're sending 10 suitcases of, you know, narcotics on a plane, report two of them. Let those two get caught and the other eight get through. It's
they do it all the time.
They do, yeah. They do. It's usually the people that get offered these things while they're on holiday that end up being the fall guys. If anyone, there's a great series called Banged Up Abroad. If any of you want some binge worthy content, Banged Up Abroad is Sean Atwood has an episode, so check it out. So
I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, man.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Stay in touch.
You're very welcome.
Have a good rest of your evening.
You too. Fabulous to speak to you, and we'll chat again soon.
You too.
Cheers. So it is a damn good series. Yeah. Yeah. Ron is weird. Ron and trainers are weird. Ron's only recently started wearing trainers. Because I got, for years, I just wore steel toe cap boots or work boots. Like a really good pair of boots. Do you know what I mean? Like, why have people got more than one pair of shoes? Like, what are you buying? Why, like, all you need is a really good set of boots. Everything else is just nonsense. And because every day I thought, right, if the Russians attack and I'm out of the shops, I'm not going into the apocalypse in a pair of trainers, right? No chance. No chance, mate. No chance. Then I got quite obsessed with, I think I seen an episode of The Walking Dead where a guy got his boot caught in something, and because his boot had so many eyelets and laces, he couldn't get his foot out of what it was caught in. And then I went and got a pair of rigger boots with steel toe caps just to eliminate me getting my foot caught in something, not being able to get my boot out of it, and then getting eaten by zombies. Yeah. Yeah. This is how my brain works and what I've got to deal with on a daily basis. What's wrong with Crocs? Rigger boots are the best. Okay. They're basically, they're also, right? What I've discovered, Givaldo, is they're gateway boots into cowboy boots, right? So if you can get the people around you to accept you wearing rigger boots with jeans pulled over the top of them, you can definitely slip in some square-toed crocodile skin bad boys. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So also, why don't more shoes have those wheels that come out the back of some shoes that some, like, have you seen the Heelys? Like, why isn't that more of a thing? Also, whilst we're on an ADHD side quest here, did you know within the next sort of 2-3 years, there is AI-assisted shoes that quadruple your walk speed just by you walking normal? None of you are going to believe me. I need to show you this. And then we're going to get the hell out of here. AI shoes walk faster. Please tell me I didn't imagine this. No, here we are. Here we are. Here we are. All right. All right. All right. That's terrible. It's a terrible video example. But basically, right, the way this goes is, well, let's all just get a bit of footage of this. We want to see it happening. But basically, as you're walking, these little shoes on the outside of your shoes accelerate your current move. And just so you know, this is a real thing, right? This is a real thing. But over the next 5-6 years, man, this technology is going to be so streamlined. Look at this guy go. Look at him. Look at him. It's fascinating to see where all of this technology is going to take us. Because, listen, I just want to see a bunch of people, right, walking at normal speed doing about 12 miles an hour and then also trying to look down at their phone. Uh-huh. It's going to be a shift. You'll see this will become mainstream when augmented reality becomes mainstream. The minute that you're wearing a set of glasses that is your gateway for your internet and how people connect through socials by your face being scanned through the glasses that you're wearing, and you no longer need to look at a device, this will be when this fully merges. That's why you need the glasses. Exactly. It's so funny, man. It's so funny. I'm here for it, man. In a blackout right now, are you in Spain or Portugal, Ripple, by any chance? Also, why are we not talking about that? Like all of the power went out in Spain for just no reason, apparently. Like, what's that about? Give me a pair of original moon boots. Are you talking about the bouncy boots? Hoverboard. Is there a hoverboard? It's not a hoverboard. No. Trust me. Trust me. Is there a hoverboard? No, that's a lie. That video is a lie. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of nonsense that I wish was hoverboards, but we're still in the world where you need to be on a magnetized floor or even any of the things that are close to what we want to be a hoverboard being a hoverboard. Very disappointed. Back to the Future lied. They broke. They completely broke the hopes and dreams of this man. All right. So at least we can all rest tonight with a semi. Well, that didn't sound right at all. At least we can all rest knowing that this is a semi happy end to a very confusing mystery. We need to keep a close eye on this couple because we all know how these things can go. Especially when we get an update. Everything's okay now. It was just animal bones. And hey, we won't be on social media for a while. Can I just say, if you're part of a conspiracy, do not ever go on the internet and give anyone any reason to think that your absence from the internet is normal. If you know what I'm saying. So I really, really hope this couple get to live their dream, get their homestead, and all of this can fade into, for them, can fade into memory. But for someone out there, there's panic stations right now, and there's a cleanup crew on the way, I imagine. It could be anything from a misunderstanding to a cartel dump site, a serial unaliver, a cannibalistic neighbor who likes to nom nom on the humans. Who knows? But I can tell you one thing that I truly believe is this couple were scared. They believe what they thought was real. And I don't think any of this was for clout at all. Like, let's be honest, it's TikTok, man. All you would need to do to get a mystery or a clout chase going on TikTok on a property like that is have one of your friends about 50 yards away from your property making mad noises at night for you to record and then slowly leak out the mystery of the howling banshee of Arizona, right? It's TikTok. They would have been like, nom, 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 on that. But this was... I mean, how long do you think you would have to leave those bags out there to make those bags into props and let them rot like that? I don't know. One second, everyone. So, no, Ron pulled a Steeples. How dare you? No, I was just replying to a couple of things. Stop overthinking, Ron. Okay, yeah, sure. Easy. No problem. Upgrade installed. Now, I just think it's one of those cases that it could be something massive. It could be something. It could be nothing. It could be a collective of things that look like something. But it's a fascinating case for the internet. And I wish this couple all the best. We will be keeping an eye on it. And tomorrow we're going to have a little chat about Julia because there's a lot of things going on the internet right now. And yeah, happy days. So listen, thank you all for being here. Thank you all for being awesome. Thank you all for your support, your likes, your shares, all of that stuff. We are certainly in a period of time on YouTube where I need every single one of you who supports me and supports Sean to, and I'll do my part. So from Monday, I'll start getting all of my shows posted on the Monday for the week. Even if some of the thumbnails change and the titles change and things like this as the week goes on, so that you guys can come on a Monday and go, okay, here's the shows for the week. Here's the times I need to be here. And let's assume YouTube is not going to do any effort to get you to these streams. I'm going to be pushing real hard the Discord. And I'm finally, there's a whole bunch of changes that I've made on Patreon that aren't live yet. And that'll finally be up and running to its fullest, newest extent. It's important that you guys, if you don't trust the notification system, that you take that into your own hands. And the best way of doing that is joining the Discord, because we always post when we're going live there. The mods will be doing that. There is also other features, I do believe, on Linktree, but I would just go with the Discord for now. Yeah. I appreciate you guys. See you all tomorrow. And I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I don't know what I'm going to have, but I'm hungry. I appreciate you guys. You're all awesome. And thanks for your support. I'll see you on the next one. Peace. Oh, also, you're all fabulous. Just in case anyone hasn't told you that today, you're awesome. That thing you've been worrying about, don't worry. It's going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry about that. And that thing that you've been really hoping that is going to happen and you're really looking forward to it happening one day, it's going to happen one day. And it's going to blow your freaking mind. Okay? Love you guys. See you in the next one. Oh, I'm so hungry.